You might forget you're in Chicago as you walk up the path to the Magic Hedge. It's a big honeysuckle hedge planted as screening for a missile base on this land that juts out into Lake Michigan like a crooked finger. When the Army left in the 70s, the hedge grew wilder. Migrating birds have been going nuts over this little area ever since.
It's kind of like a bird motel, you know, where on their trips, you know, they can stop and rest and kind of re-energize before they take off again. So it's just a wonderful natural oasis, you know, within this very dense urban city.
Jerry Adelman's been a fan of green space in the city for decades. He's the chair of Mayor Richard Daley's Nature and Wildlife Committee. 2 years back, Adelman suggested making a comprehensive inventory of Chicago's last remaining scraps of habitat.
We have some of the rarest ecosystems on the globe. Tall grass prairie remnants, oak savanna, some of our wetland communities and so forth are extraordinarily rare, rarer than the tropical rainforest. And yet they're here in our forest preserves and our parks, and in some cases, unprotected.
Chicago officials recently unveiled a new plan to protect these little places in the city. The Nature and Wildlife Plan highlights 100 sites, adding up to almost 5,000 acres. Most of the sites are already part of city parks or forest lands, but until recently, they didn't have special protection. Kathy Dickut is with Chicago's planning department. She says before Chicago's recent zoning reform, these sites the city wanted to protect were zoned as residential or commercial areas. Now, they're zoned as natural areas.
Buildings aren't allowed. Parking lots aren't allowed. This area is not going to be zoned for any other active use, whereas other parts of the parks, you know, we have field houses, we have zoos, we have ball fields. But in these areas, we're not going to have structures.
Dickut says even though land's at a premium in the city, the planning department hasn't run into a lot of opposition with the new habitat plan. She says she just got a lot of blank looks. Local officials were surprised the city wanted these small pockets of land. And that actually worked in the city's favor. The city's been able to acquire new lands for habitat that no one else wanted.
As a rule, we don't like to take, you know, the throwaways for parks and habitat. But, you know, in some cases, habitat lands work well in places where other things won't work well. If you've got a road and the river and a very skinny piece of land that won't fit anything else, well, that would be good for habitat, because anywhere where you have land meet water is good for habitat.
The city's also turning an old parking lot back into sand dunes and elevated train embankments into strips of green space. And though some of this land isn't exactly prime real estate, the city does get donations with a little more charisma. In Chicago's industrial southeast side, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service discovered bald eagles nesting in the area for the first time in a century. The birds were nesting on a 16-acre plot owned by Middle Steel USA. The city got the company to donate the land. Lou Schorsch is a CEO of the steel company.
Because you always would like to keep the option that, you know, at some point it's close to the facility. If the facility expands, you could put a warehouse there, whatever. But again, we had no immediate plans, and I think when the city approached us, given this unique circumstance of the eagles returning to nest there, you know, frankly, it was a relatively easy decision for us.
Surplus land and a symbolic bird helped the city's cause in this case. But the city's nature and wildlife chair, Jerry Adelman, hopes this can be the beginning of a national trend. Adelman says preserving remnants of habitat on industrial lands fits into Mayor Daley's larger green vision for the city. It's a vision Jerry Adelman thinks doesn't have to be at odds with the city's industrial past.
I've had friends who have come visit, and they think of Chicago as, you know, sort of this industrial center, the city of big shoulders, you know, gangsters and whatever. And then they suddenly see this physical city that's so beautiful. Our architecture, of course, is world famous. But also our public spaces, our natural areas, our parks, I think, are becoming world famous as well.
But Adelman admits it's early yet. It's too soon to know how well these remnants of land will function as habitat and what the city might need to do to make them better. He says it's important to provide green spaces for birds and bugs, but these places are even more important for the people who live in Chicago, especially people whose only contact with wildlife might be in the city. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.